Simon, fantastic to see you move through to the big dance, of course, tomorrow at Walker as you take on the Walker Rams. But fantastic performance today. The three T's in the front row really stood up when it counted, considering how strong Gunnedah's pack were. And, of course, for a fair swag of the game, you only had 14 blokes as well.
Yeah, it was tough from the start here. We weren't really sure on our run on side, but we worked that out in the long run, and the boys that went on there did a good job. We had to make some positional changes early in the game, which left us a bit thin on anyway towards the end of the game. And there was a bit of conflict with about 20 minutes to go, and Talabea was given a red card. And then with 6 minutes to go, our captain, Chad Makem, was given a yellow card. So we spent a lot of that time on our own line defending. I'm really proud of the boys. Any other time, you know, through the season, we probably would have come out on the wrong side of that. It just shows that we've been working hard and building, getting stronger and completing the full 80 minutes of the game. The last times we've come against Gunnedah and Walker for that matter, we've sort of only played half to three quarters of the game and fell away at the end, where as you can see, even though it was quite a close game, the boys held their medal, and I'm over the moon and very proud with what they've produced today. So yeah,
it's pretty rare for the Royal Highlanders to actually win in Gunnedah, but also a great fillip for the club. Apart from the TT Grand Final in Walker, he's your second grader through to the Grand Final as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was another great effort. I went over and watched that yesterday, and Morey had a really strong outfit there, and we knew that. We had qualified players that were in reserve grade through the year, and although our player pool was a bit light on overall, we managed to put a good reserve grade side on, which did affect us a bit today with our selections. But you know, those fellas yesterday were tight as a barrel. They just stuck with it, another close game, and they believed in themselves and went right to the wire. And there's a really good feeling in the club at the moment. You know, although we're in two different tiers, we've come out with the goods. Up until now, we've just got two games to go, and anything can happen in that situation. So.
Yeah. Well, if you earn the premiership in the Tier 1 tomorrow in Walker, you're going to have to deal with the hard way, of course, having beat Barrow and Barrow last week, the Darragon Gunnedah Red Devils today. How have you seen it now moving into the playoffs of the Tier 2? You're sort of happy with the way the season has gone, not only from the point of view of winning, but also the quality of rugby towards the end of the year, or as you've said, because of players moving on to various grades and injuries and that, it's really suffered.
Yeah, it has a bit, and you know, you mix and match, and it's no different to any other club. You know, you've got to put up with your injuries and retiring players and the likes of that. But you know, we've worked hard at trying to keep the continuity in both sides, and the transition from when our reserves come on to take over, then we really tried to emphasise that we have no weaknesses in that area, so that when our reserves come on, they really make a difference. They're not there just taking up spaces. You know, it's going to be very hard coming into this. Again, we've got to choose our sides wisely, but we were a little disappointed getting dropped back into that bottom tier like anyone, but once that happened, we knew that we had to refocus and set ourselves to do well and continue to climb up the ladder and improve each week, and that's exactly what we've done so far. Walker, it's a very brutal place to play footy. They seem to lift. They've got a good young side. They're well drilled and they get around the field well. But as I said, we're up for it, and we'll slot over who we need to in to make up the cover both these grand finals and make sure we're more than competitive.
Well, congratulations, Simon. Wish you all the best for tomorrow and also, of course, for the Inverell second grade next weekend as you both chase titles.